Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
No!
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky! Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, Monday. Welcome to the week. We already started Sunday, so you're a bit late to the party if you're just joining us. But no worries. We'll get you in trouble. No tardy notes necessary. Note from your doctor especially not necessary.
But we do validate parking.
Yeah. And the eggs are free range and organic, just so you know. Welcome, everybody. That's Super Don. If you don't know his voice by now, I don't know where you've been. Follow him at @itsuperdon and me at RS Bell Media on Twitter. And we are rocking the health world these next couple of hours for sure. Emphasis on rock. Because Billy DeMoss is going to join us as he previews the Dead Chiropractic Society. It's great. Dead Chiropractic Society's annual Cal Jam 2015. Then Dr. Rasha Bitar. Some say he rocks. I don't know. We could ask. We'll do some advanced medicine with us today. Next couple of hours on the air, 866-939-BELL. If the phones are working, yes, call us now, 866-939-2355. And to the medical kidnap we go. You know, what was it, over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go? We tried to get to grandma's house, but CPS took our children because one of them was declared too short. That's the kind of insanity we're dealing with in America, modern-day America. If it were only like some bizarro fantasy, science fiction, horror, you know, kind of parallel universe where these kids are being kidnapped under the guise of medical abuse, it'd be one thing, okay? Write a Stephen King novel. But the truth is stranger and scarier than fiction as we continue to cover the medical kidnap stories that we wish we did not have to cover. Latest one, Terry LaPointe over at Health Impact News, medicalkidnap.com. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. This is a story of Angela Borth and her daughter, short in stature. Now, if I go back well before this, turns out that Angela was brought up in the foster care system. Is that what I understand here, Super Don? She was actually a product of the very system they're trying to kidnap her kids and put them in at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you will find that that is not really all that uncommon, that people that were brought up in the foster system and basically, you know, they aged out they end up quite often, more often than not, statistically, getting involved somehow with CPS as well.
Isn't that interesting? See, once they got their claws into you, they never want to let go. So if you're coming out of the foster care system, it's likely that you've been locked into a system you've never known a life without that system. You know, that system that puts its hooks in you, typically, if mom and dad, you ask for permission to get married by the state, right? The marriage license, the certificate you get from them. And then if you further certify your kid's living status with the government, they lay claim or ownership under admiralty law to your child as a vessel of the state. And so they're your kids at the pleasure of the state. You know, the moment they declare something, however medically defined obtuse it is, medical kidnap happens, right? Well, you're medically abusing them, so we get to medically kidnap your kids. And so in this case, Angela Borth has three children, and one of them is small. Now, it kind of, you know, this story, Superon, only reinforces what I've been saying, initially reluctantly, now not so reluctantly, that if you take your kids to a pediatrician, you're asking for trouble. You know, outside of, let's say an abject allopathic knee, putting Humpty Dumpty back together again, if your kid was Humpty Dumpty. And even then, you know, you might require more of a first aid emergency trauma that doesn't even necessarily have to be a specialist for kids that can handle these things. But certainly there are pediatric surgeons when necessary as well. But the baseline introduction to a pediatrician is something that's fraught with great danger and great peril, as you'll hear about in this story, because the youngest daughter was smaller, as that runs in the family. Her bone structure is consistent with a child of that size. There is no issue. But this doctor, who had some kind of agenda, this pediatrician, told her that her daughter's short stature is evidence of a failure to thrive. A failure to thrive. Again, yeah, thrive. She's not thriving. Well, by what definition? Well, I'm a pediatrician, and I just say so. Well, are there any other medical tests that confirm what you've just said? No. But I said it, and I told CPS there's a problem. Go in and check it out. She's not lethargic. She's funny. She's happy. She's creative. She's intelligent. She's in good health. She's well-proportioned, even though she's small. There are small humans. And I remember, you know, with our first child, even though we went to a pretty decent pediatrician at the time, he was married to a chiropractor. It was the one in Atlanta everybody went to if you weren't vaccinating your kids because he wasn't going to hassle you. That's pretty much everybody knows at that point. And this was many years ago now. And so measuring the circumference of my son's head at the time, they said, well, he's in, I don't know what it was, the 30th percentile. He had a small head, a pea head, we like to joke. But my wife has a pea head, a smaller head, and has always had it. We didn't have any concern, but of course the doctor was playing CYA medicine to some degree and said this could be an issue of the sutures in the skull tightening down too soon, and we might have to go in and surgically alter it. Right? You're thinking, what? He's just in a lower percentile of a head, and it runs in the family, and you're going to now jump to maybe surgery? Now, again, it could be against CYA medicine because these licenses are so fragile that these doctors have. And if they're not recommending the worst-case scenario at any time, they're worried about getting sued. I get that. I understand what they're talking about there. But now, it's worse than that. It's not about, well, I'm going to tell you the worst-case scenario just in case you're going to come back on me and say I didn't, and I'm going to knock it in. But now it's worse. Now they're going to say, if you don't report these people, these kids, to CPS, we're going to take your license. So immediately now, and I'm not saying that that's what's happening in this case, but I'm starting to see the pattern emerge in so many ways and fronts that initially it was, okay, we'll do CYA medicine. Now it's, I better turn these kids into CPS just in case. And I don't even think that's the case in this case. I think this doctor is out of his mind. There may be an agenda. There may be something going on of a personal basis or a vendetta that's going on here. I mean, there are a lot of disasters that have occurred here, none of them seemingly the fault of the parents, including the strange scenario of lead paint in their grandmother's house. And they utilized the measurement of some lead in the system that they were now child abusers, despite the fact that some houses in America still have lead paint, and that is not necessarily grounds for a CPS to take the children. It's certainly grounds to remediate grandma's house before you bring the kids back in there or keep them away from the lead paint.
Stop eating paint chips, Jimmy.
Yeah, well, exactly. And then there was a seizure based on what? A sinus medication mishap. Angela's son, who's now 9, began having seizures. CPS became involved, later diagnosed with a mild type of epilepsy. Typically, you'll outgrow it. And, you know, what happens? The neurologist excused the time away from school because he missed a lot. But that same pediatrician didn't, insisting that he be in school, and notified CPS. Something's wrong with this pediatrician. Do we know how? Do we reach out to him for a comment, Super Don? This guy's ticking me off.
You could reach out to him and give him the baby shake. Oh, wait a minute. They might call CPS on me for that. Never mind.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so the daughter is short. The daughter is little. Who would have thought of all the reasons we've covered for medical kidnap? Now, a legal dietary supplement in the house, not even given to the kids, is reason to take your kids away from you. Kids playing out in the snow barefoot because it's fun and it's an annual tradition. We got to take the kids away.
It was the first snow.
The first snow of the year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. These are the kind of things where you've got to realize, and I understand in Angela Borth's issue, born into, if you will, sort of a CPS scenario, whatever that was, into the Child Protective Services, into foster care, that she never knew some of these things. In fact, most Americans still don't know most of what I talk about here when it comes to the status of your children at law and you subjugating them, you subjecting them to the jurisdiction of CPS, of the state. And again, it starts with your asking permission to get married. Stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Revoke your marriage license if you haven't already. If you are committed to marriage, write your vows, work with your pastor, your, you know, whatever. Write them in a way that's harmonious with your beliefs, your spiritual beliefs, or if you're atheistic, your atheistic beliefs, if that's not an oxymoron.
Choosing not to believe is a choice.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, we go into Rush lyrics now. If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice.
There you go.
But I would choose no marriage license, no birth certificate. And, you know, Jonathan E. Moore called, what did he call me, hardcore or serious about something? I was a purist, he said, purist. Well, far be it from me to disagree with Jonathan E. Moore. I am. When it comes to the control and stewardship of my children, I'm not interested in having a partner in that in regards to the state being a partner, right? I wouldn't mind, you know, if we grew up in a village or a village of large families that everybody interacts, that's great, but that's kind of the Montessori concept we've adopted in our kids' lives to kind of give them that sense of kids helping kids as well and interacting in a little different way. But if you want the state in your business, I said that right, business, right? Then you just go ahead and ask permission to get married. You just go ahead and stamp your child with a number that you know basically sets them as cattle, as chattel for the state, and carry on and do nothing different and expect something to change. That's insanity. We do not partake in insanity here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I think we'll reach out to Angela for a future show. I would like to talk to her. She seems like a nice lady.
But I actually talked to her this morning.
Did you? Okay.
And we will definitely get her on. And, I mean, not only is she going through this, mm-hmm. but she's been also advocating for other parents and children through the process, which I think is completely, I mean, that's totally awesome.
Yeah. Well, we'd like to talk to her as well. And I'm really excited to talk to Billy DeMoss, Billy D. He's got the Cal Jam coming up. And we could talk about even the concepts of having a pediatrician versus having a doctor of chiropractic, which I'd much rather have to care for a child. You know, when you've got a healthy child. Because, you know, when you go to a well baby visit to a chiropractor, your baby comes out as well or better. When you go to a well baby visit at a pediatrician's office, if indeed that well baby visit includes injections or prescriptions, that baby comes out immunocompromised, neurologically damaged, injured, gastrointestinally corrupted. We don't have any of that. We don't play that game here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL, Billy D. up next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Robert Scott Belcher. Somebody's jamming. Right, was that from the Cal Jam?
We played that song last year.
Hey, Billy D. Billy DeMoss, Cal Jam 2015. Was that from Cal Jam 2014, what we just played?
How did you know that?
That's the Super D special, man. Only Super Don knows how to do that.
Oh, man. That was one of my favorite ones to play last year.
Sweet. Well, you're going to be jamming for sure. When we talk about rock in the health world, you're going to be doing it up right this weekend.
We're going to be having a great time on top of getting some cutting-edge information on how to stay healthy in this jungle that we live in. And it's a jungle, baby, and the jungle's getting worse, as we all know.
Yeah, you know, in the jungle would be safer than the jungle that's created by allopathic medicine, I'd have to say. Before you joined us today, Billy DeMoss, by the way, Dr. Billy DeMoss, he's got the Dead Chiropractic Society, and it's Cal Jam 2015 coming up this weekend in Southern California. The links are up. Just clash on, what do they call it? Click on any of the images of Billy or the image of the Cal Jam, and it'll take you right there. If there's space available, Billy will tell us. But you are... what was I was saying? It was like bringing kids to a well baby visit, pediatrician's office. They always end up sicker. Maybe they weren't sick at all and they become sick. But if you take a kid to a chiropractor, for instance, for example, a well baby visit to a chiropractor, they come out as good or better. And it's a little bit different, and I think people need to understand that.
Yeah, I say this all the time, and maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm jaded, but I feel a pediatrician is probably one of the most dangerous specialists you can go to in healthcare, because they get you on the wagon right to begin. They get you on the train, they get you on the drug train, and they get you dependent on allopathic medicine, and they try to get you to vaccinate your kids, which obviously I feel is the biggest hoax scam on planet Earth. I have zero faith in that whole industry, and you know, I wasn't born this way. I went through and learned this through some amazing teachers, including Dr. Tenpenny, mm-hmm. and I've just done tons and tons of research, and I wouldn't vaccinate my pets, let alone vaccinate my kids. And that's me. I want people to do their own research. I just get people to try to just think outside of the box, because the box that they've been painted into is all to sell an agenda, and we know how deep that agenda goes, don't we, Robert?
Oh, man, it's way deep. But let's hear from the kids. What do you think of Billy D's perspective on those dangerous pediatricians?
Yeah.
They're definitely in the camp. These are the healthy ones. And Dr. Tenpenny was the first I remember her saying, when I saw her lecture many years ago as well, about the danger of a pediatrician. She says, why? Why not go to a DO that's truly holistic? Because, you know, some of the DOs are not. We recognize that. But the MDs can be very dangerous. And it's not that we would limit their experience to go beyond their training and go back to holistic medicine, but many of them still do not or have not. And the DCs, even some of the DCs, Billy, let's be honest, have kind of abandoned a lot of the heart of what chiropractic was all about. And I know when you're jamming a Cal Jam, you're speaking out on that too.
Of course. I mean, a lot of chiropractors are sold out because they want to be still part of the system, because they're all basically into it to make money. And there's nothing wrong with making money, but when you start chasing dollars and you lose your heart and soul for what you really do, then things get a bit tainted. And let me clarify some things. I mean,
sure.
Pediatricians are great in an emergency or a crisis, but to take them in for a well visit, you're just going to get pushed the agenda, which is they're going to try to get you to do drugs, which, I mean, I feel that vaccines are one of the hardest drugs on that. You're actually injecting in toxic substances. And I was reading something the other day, a lot of the vaccines are now even being made in China, which they're not under the same FDA regulations that companies here are.
Right.
And also, I've heard that there's a pretty high percentage of those vaccines are also contaminated. So, you know, you're just basically injecting into your kid just some, you know, you're taking your, it's Russian roulette, in my opinion.
Yeah, but the bullet always goes in this game of Russian roulette. It just is going to explode differently in each child, depending on their ability to bind and excrete some of the nasties that they put in there. And it violates the concept that if we go to a chiropractic principle of innate intelligence, it mucks up the works. It makes the communication pathways corrupted.
Right. And again, you've got a developing nervous system, even, you know, from the inception of, from conception all the way through to, you know, even into early childhood. You want to make sure that you provide the cleanest, purest environment for that child to develop a nervous system. And what we're doing is we're injecting in different metals, which are all neurotoxic, which will destroy nerve tissue. And that's why we've got epidemics like we see with autism and learning disorders and all the ADHDs and all the allergies and the ear infections. A lot of that can be attributed to the fact that what we're doing is we're violating nature's laws. And when you break the laws, I mean, you might get some short-term little benefit out of it.
Nah, but there's some immediate and long-term payback. We got to take a break here. Billy DeMoss is with us on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Link up at robertscottbell.com. We'll take you right to it. The Cal Jam 2015 this weekend in Southern California. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more healing going on after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, the California Jam is this weekend, March 27th, 28th, 29th, in Southern California, Los Angeles area right there. Probably surfing breaks in the middle of jamming out there if you have time, Billy DeMoss.
And that's right. It's Orange County, though. Don't call us at Los Angeles.
I'm sorry, dude. It's that whole area when you're not from there.
I was in Los Angeles this weekend, and it was It's like night and day, the difference in the.
It is. Well, still, the water is an issue, except for being out in the water. That's a whole different issue. But, Cal Jam, are there tickets left? Because I'm linking to tickets if people want to still go.
There are tickets left at caljam.org/store for the general public and also for the Doctor of Chiropractic and their teams. So,
okay, good. The links are up at the robertscottbell.com in the show notes today. We've got Billy DeMoss.
And I didn't know
talking about.
If, mm-hmm. if it's public, they're going to have to go to caljam.org/public only.
/public, okay, no problem. So we'll make sure we adjust that as well. Now, you know, there are a whole host of other things that you'll do this weekend. You've got some great folks coming in. You've got music. If you want to be lit up, I'm telling you, lit up. As a DC or even, as you said, as just the public coming to an event like this, you will be lit up. You will be, you know, flying high with excitement, with healing energy, with empowerment. And I think it's something that people have been to these things really look forward to. I know you do. You say the moment you're done, as exhausted as you may be, you can't wait till the next one.
Yeah, and you're going to be there next year. You already committed
absolutely.
To that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not off the hook this year.
You were nice to me.
I just listened to something you said health freedom. Our tag next year is going to be the Freedom Tour. This year it's the Truth Tour. Next year we're doing the Freedom Tour. So
no wonder why I had to wait.
Yeah, I see you had to wait for that, huh?
No, well, you know, and I appreciate you, Billy D, because I wanted to be there big time, but the only thing that happened was the Alliance for Natural Health Europe, and they're a big health freedom group, and they also have a sister group here in America that do such great work, and Dr. Jonathan Wright is going to be over there, as am I, going to teach the docs over there some holistic integrative medicine and talk health freedom at their think tank. So it's one of those things, you know, we're on a mission to bring this healing wherever it's going to be received, and that happened this time. Yeah, globally.
Right. Yeah, well, we're having live stream this year, too, for the first time, and you can get that at caljam.org/store. It's at the down, there's a link down at the bottom of the page for $27. You can check us out from Europe or from wherever you're at as well.
Cool. Oh, another bonus. I'll have extra things I can do. All right. Well, let's see. What else is on the agenda there? I mean, obviously,
the chiropractic children thing. I wanted to mention that half my practice kids, and the reason we check kids is obviously everything from birth trauma to the, you know, watching kids learn to walk to whatever sports they start playing, and people need to understand that if you want your children to function at 100% of their innate God-given potential, you've got to do things to maximize nerve flow, and that's what chiropractic does. It removes any interference to the nervous system so that your brain and nervous system can better communicate with the body, and the body can communicate better with the brain. But also the spine is in its formative stages, so if there's certain areas that are out of alignment, it can lead to a propensity of things like scoliosis and abnormal development in the spine and nervous system. So it's super important to have children checked on a regular basis. And again, it's not like we're going to give them anything to eradicate symptoms. Our objectives with what we do in my practice especially is remove the nerve interference, and then I teach the parents ways to adequately feed their children. Most people feed their kids garbage and trash that I wouldn't feed a pet, and then they don't get enough activity. So we teach people how to change their whole lifestyle, change their paradigm of where their health comes from, because we've all been raised in kind of that medicine cabinet kind of attitude where everybody thinks that their health comes from a drug or a pill or a knife of a surgeon. And we want to say, if you want that stuff, that's cool, but if you would rather have an option to that, this is the paradigm that we teach in a chiropractic practice.
Well, and speaking of kids, I mean, and this is not only directed at kids ultimately, because there's now an adult kind of vaccination campaign to add more to the list, but SB 277 in California, this is a big deal. They're trying to remove personal and religious exemptions to vaccination, leaving only the medical ones, and you know how hard it's to get. Even if there is a genuine injury, they still will deny because the doctors are afraid to give it because they'll lose their license.
And here's the real deal. I mean, and you just read my mind. I wanted to talk about SB 277 because California is the first state they're trying to push that on with Dr. Pam. He's Senator Pam. He is a doctor, too, though. He's a medical doctor, a drug-pushing medical doctor, if I may say that.
Yes, you may.
Can I say that on the station? I figured.
Can you say it twice, three times?
Okay, drug-pushing medical doctor. And here's the deal. I know that they know that they're losing the war here. And it's the real war on drugs is what we're talking about, is what we're up against here. That house of cards is falling so fast. So many people are becoming educated and have starting to do the research. They're starting to ask questions like they should have a long time ago, because they're seeing the atrocious health of the kids today. And you can only come back to a few things. Obviously, diet's huge, but I think a big just assault on children's health is just this just bombardment of this toxic contaminants that they're injecting into these children. And see, the thing, they know that House of Cards is falling. They know that dam's about ready to bust, and people, they know that they're losing this war. So in an act of desperation, you'll see this across the country, they're trying to make it mandatory for you to do something that you don't want to do because you've done the research on it, and we're losing the freedom to have that choice. And again, I know it goes way deeper down the rabbit hole now. We're basically just trying to dumb down society so that they'll be subservient and follow through with whatever, you know, we're required to do. But it's, I find it ironic that they picked Disneyland in the heart here of where I live in Orange County. And I think the reason they did that because Orange County, California has the lowest vaccine rate of any county in the United States from last I heard. And I don't want to take credit for that, but let me say I've been on my high horse for on speaking and telling the truth on this for going on 30 years, and I've also motivated a lot of the chiropractors in my area to do the same. And basically, once you tell people the story and you get them actually to do some reading other than what the spoonful of mantra that they get from their drug-pushing pediatrician, you know, people are smart, man. They're not as, you know, they're not as dumbed down as we think they are. And again, I also teach people that, you know, you can't just, you got to take care, you got to take some responsibility yourself to maintain health. I mean, you can't just reject things and just still go back and eating garbage and trash, not getting exercise. You need to lead a healthy lifestyle if you want to have a healthy life.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we're dealing with is the use of force, the use of violence, the threat of violence. When we talk about mandating the piercing of the skin with toxic poisons that if you put in a baby bottle and had a baby drink, you could be indicted for, you know, attempted murder. So this isn't a mild issue, especially when it's an issue of violence and force. And as you said so well, and as I say, we're all about freedom. Even if we perceive differently than the medical profession on this, we're not about forcing our beliefs on anybody or using the force of government to stop it. Just leave us the hell alone and leave the kids alone of the parents that don't want to do this either.
Right. I mean, I don't force anybody in, but once people hear it, you know what happens is common sense needs, sometimes you need to rekindle a little common sense. I mean, you just, like you said, just read what's on the package insert on the vaccines and then ask yourself, would you put that in a sandwich? Or like you said, in the baby's bottle, that's even better. But, I mean, why would you think it's any different? Because it's in a syringe that's injected into your blood, and then people go, well, it's not injected into the blood, it's just into the muscle. Let me give people a clue. The muscles have a blood supply. I mean, they're going to get and let me tell you what, your immune system isn't in your deltoid muscle. It goes, you know, through your entire body, including your brain, and that's the biggest problem. We've got these kids are having literally brain damage from all the toxicity in these vaccines, and we call it autism. It should really be called, it shouldn't be called autism. It should be called vaccine injury is what it is. Mm-hmm. And they say 1 in 50 kids is autistic. I guarantee you there's a lot of kids that are autistic that are not even diagnosed. I got people coming in my practice all the time with kids that I know are autistic, but they don't even know. It blows me away. And they show signs of it. So we're at a, like, I think this is what's going to, the straw that's going to break the back in this country, which is going to create that revolution, which I think needs to happen to begin with, where, you know, we just need to start to stand up for our rights that we're losing on a daily basis, pushing us in the direction they want to push us.
Yeah, well, it's not only you got to fight for your right to party, but it's your right to keep your kids pure and clean from being adulterated and assaulted and really molested by these syringes of the medical profession.
Yeah, and I was talking to Sherry Tenpenny a couple weeks ago before I went on the Alex Jones show. She was prepping me a little bit. But one of the things that she stressed is if you read the bill, SB 277, it states whatever vaccines they deem necessary. And what's interesting is they've got 300 new vaccines in the pipeline ready to go, and it's whatever they want to inject in. It's not what you want anymore. And see, that's what I can't understand about people. You might be pro-vax, which is great for you, but the thing is, there will be no end to what they feel is necessary to inject into your bloodstream, because it's a business, but it also creates more back-end business, because all those vaccines create all those other problems that require more and more drugs. It just perpetuates a sinking Titanic ship that is going down so fast that they're desperate that they have to make it mandatory for you to do what they do. They're making it mandatory for you to get on the Titanic that's already sinking.
Right, and on that longer-term view, which is important to take, it's, you know, for those that believe the vaccines that we have now are really good and essential, it isn't even about that. It's about the ones they have yet to come out with that you said within the bill says no matter what they are, if we say you have to have them, you have to have them. So if you give up your right to say no because you don't believe that anyone should be able to say no to these vaccines, you've given up your right when it comes time that they add the 50th, the 60th, and the 70th to your schedule, if you're even alive and thinking clearly. You have abandoned liberty, and that's not a good place to be.
You know, and those of us that are smart enough will know how to get around the system, I guarantee it. I mean, I don't know if I should say that on the air, but there's no way you're sticking needles in my kids. You're no way you're sticking needles in me. It ain't happening, and we'll find a way. I don't care what it is. If I have to move out of this country, I'm moving. I'm not sticking drugs in my body, and that's what they are.
Well, this is the stand for freedom. I don't anticipate we're leaving. I think
dude, I love where I live. I mean, I'm just saying. But if it got to a point where they're going to start coming to your house with gunpoint and start having you stick needles in, you know.
No, we got it. I agree with you, but standing up for liberty, they never said it was going to be easy. Our founding fathers warned us we'd have to be vigilant. Billy D, can you stick around one more segment, or do you have to run? What's up?
Of course. No, I'm having a good time.
All right, he's here with us. Go check out caljam.org. I also have links for doctors of chiropractic if you want to sign in, and there's still space available this weekend in Orange County, California. Hey, when we come back, we got a question or comment of the day. Somebody that hadn't been thinking clearly for a while, I think. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, if you're not going to be in London, England with me this weekend, you've got no excuse. You have to go to the Cal Jam. It's required, right? SB 277, it's not about forcing you to vaccinate. It's about forcing you to go to the Cal Jam.
Oh, there we go. I love
funny,
it.
Right? Yeah, but you got to go. Billy D's going to be rocking it out, and so many great people are going to be there. Maybe you can remind some of my listeners who they want to see when they're there.
Well, I'm really stoked to have Alex Jones there this year. I mean, he's got a huge following. I mean, I'm really trying to build this army of what, and basically we're on a mission to build an army to go against the grain of what's going on in this country. Mm-hmm. I've got another great speaker, James Chestnut, who I
think we had James on
the
show.
He's brilliant. He's in the movie Doctor. He's also in the movie Bought, which is a great movie. I'm really excited about bringing Dane Wigington in to talk about geoengineering. And Andrew Wakefield will be there. We'll be keep talking about, obviously, vaccines. We've got J.J. Virgin speaking on sugar. I mean, we've got the whole gamut, everything from childbirth to lactation to neurology. I mean, we've got a guy speaking on how to, you know, conservatively take care of kids with ADHD. So we cover every base on human health and planetary sustainability. Because that's the objective. I mean, obviously, if we're healthy, but we don't have a place to live, that kind of screws things up a little bit. But I'm just super excited for people to join in. And not only do we have, just like I said, cutting-edge information, but we make it fun, and we have, you know, everything from, you know, mellow rock and roll with cellos to full-blown Black Sabbath. So it's like music is, you know, well, you got the music has to emulate the message that we're trying to get across. So, like I said, we're doing Snowblind, and you can't, when you're talking about the drugging of kids, you can't play like Muskrat Love. You got to have something.
Good point, right?
Yeah.
They'll walk out of Muskrat Love at that point.
Yeah.
All right. Caljam.org is the link if you're a DC. I've got you linked up at robertscottbell.com as well. The public can join in. Super Don, we got somebody from Canada mad at us yesterday because we ended with a story about 15 propagandistic bogus pieces against cannabis, for instance. And the guy is writing in Roger from Canada saying, I'm not listening to you anymore because THC is like ricin and nicotine and poison ivy oil, right? He says it's a carcinogen. It's breaking the DNA. I'm like, dude, have you read the research reports coming out on repairing DNA? Have you read the neuroprotection? Have you read the cancer reversals? I mean, this guy has got his head so far up a pharmaceutical pill bottle if he thinks this is what we're talking about here.
You know what's funny about people like this is they're yelling about, oh, propaganda, propaganda, and they don't even realize that they're responding with propaganda.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's what it is. It's propaganda that's been put out by people with an interest in making sure that it's a Schedule I drug that has no benefit, right? There's no agenda there. He's the one that's got the propaganda that he's throwing out there, but... You know, whatever. You know, he's probably got, you know, like the 50th anniversary edition of Reefer Madness in the DVD player, too.
Right. And then he threw out Poison Oak and Hemlock. When they're good medicine, then we'll talk. And the irony there is that Poison Ivy is Rust Toxicodendron. It's a great medicine in homeopathy, as right. are all of these plant medicinals. So, Billy D, man, it's so great to connect with you. And I'm just so excited. We're going to be pumping up not only this year's, but obviously working for next year already.
That's right. There's no rest for the wicked around here. Those guys don't ever rest, so we got to stay on it, you know?
Well, on the SB 277 issue, is that something that Wakefield's going to talk about, or do you got a California charge leading the way on this for that group? Because I know you'll have a lot of Californians present, too.
Surprisingly, we have more people from out of state and actually even out of the country. We've got a lot of Australians coming up. People from South America, Europe. So I would think that too, but that's not the case. But I'm probably going to touch on two. I'll be the one that talks about it the most because a model of my talk comes from on True Philosophy of Health. And one of the things that I learned through my transition was that, you know, we all learned this germ theory thing, and it's not really the germ theory. It's really what you can do to increase your inner vibrations so your body's got the resistance to germs. It's not,
right.
You don't get sick because bugs get you. You get sick because you're sick. You know, that's what I'm trying to get
law
across.
Of the terrain, Antoine Béchamp, exactly. Hey,
yeah.
where's AJ fit into this? Alex Jones, are you going to do a health talk?
Let's do what's Alex doing, the epidemic of Nalogaine-induced death and disease. How does that sound?
Oh, that's going to be rocking. All right, well, my friend, you are going to jam. Maybe I'll be able to catch the internet stream, but everybody check it out. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Billy D, appreciate you so very much.
You can throw the Facebook page on there, too.
Oh, yeah, we got the Facebook page linked up as well. Check it out. Super Don will be back with me and Dr. Batar to do some advanced medicine after the break. Why would we do that? Because Billy D knows the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.